sprinkled through the 500-page Senate committee report was a term straight out of sociology textbooks, groupthink. The committee used the term to help account for the intelligence community's biased analysis. Here's how committee chairman Pat Roberts summarized the findings this morning.
The committee concluded that the intelligence community was suffering from what we call a collective groupthink, which led analysts and collectors and managers to presume that Iraq had active and growing WMD programs. This groupthink caused the community to interpret ambiguous evidence, such as the procurement of dual-use technology, as conclusive evidence of the existence of WMD programs. While we did not specifically address it in our report, it is clear that this groupthink also extended to our allies and to the United Nations and several other nations as well.
Groupthink. It may sound Orwellian, but the term was popularized by social psychologist Irving Janis in his 1972 book, Victims of Groupthink. For more on the term, we turn to James Surowiecki of The New Yorker magazine, who's written about the dynamics of group decision-making.
The way it works is that if you have groups that are tightly knit, maybe ideologically coherent, where people sort of are operating with very similar assumptions to begin with, then it's next to impossible for dissenting points of view to emerge, not because they're quashed, but just because they start to seem utterly impossible.
For psychologist Irving Janis, the term groupthink applied to another U.S.-devised invasion. That was the Bay of Pigs under the Kennedy administration, when the CIA sent hundreds of Cuban counter-revolutionaries to try to defeat Fidel Castro. It failed miserably. Surowiecki says Irving Janis examined the government's action.
What he found was that at the time, the people in the administration just assumed that it was going to work, and they did so because alternative points of view just seemed completely out of bounds. Arthur Schlesinger, who was in the administration, described it as saying, our discussions took place in an atmosphere of assumed consensus, and that's really the way groupthink works.
In the case of Iraq's weapons, that assumed consensus was apparently shared by spy agencies worldwide.
The Senate Intelligence Committee's extension of the idea of groupthink to kind of the intelligence community as a whole is somewhat audacious, because traditionally groupthink has been used to apply to smaller groups that are, you know, very tightly connected. But I think that there's something plausible about the idea that in an organization which has a very clear sense of itself, there are certain assumptions that basically govern people's behaviors, and that consciously, or even in the case of groupthink, unconsciously shape the way they react to evidence, shape the kinds of decisions they make, shape the sort of things that they think are important or not important.
That's James Surowiecki, staff writer at The New Yorker and author of the book The Wisdom of Crowds, talking about groupthink, the term popularized in the 1970s by social psychologist Irving Janis. Groupthink popped up repeatedly in the Senate Intelligence Committee's report today.